You've been talking about denial for a long time. Why did you decide to write it and publish it now?
You know, my last book ended with me saying, you know, now I know how to create the best day cycle, but I can't write that book because I haven't lived it. I don't know it. I don't know what's coming. And so I've been living that since then. And, you know, really what this is the next step in me reclaiming myself, because this book goes where the first book didn't. I held back on a lot of things in that first book because my voice as a child, it was not okay to use my voice. I wasn't allowed to develop my own authenticity. I had to create adaptations to navigate and survive. And so while there's some of that in the first book, there's a lot of it that isn't. Well, this book, I kind of blew the lid off that. You know, self-deception and denial is at the root of every problem. And what I find fascinating is it's not the cornerstone of every personal development program. Well, that's why so many people are struggling. That's why the world is struggling. Because at the heart of all relationship issues, political issues, social issues, career issues, friendship issues, health issues, you name it, the book, in my opinion, conclusively shows that denial and self-deception is the single greatest killer and pandemic and epidemic and has been for centuries of the human species. And what it hides, the reason it's so prevalent, is we're all detached from our authentic self. Well, you know, really me choosing to take all of that on, I'm not going to make, you know, my biggest fear is I'm going to not hurt people because I don't have that power. I'm not that powerful, but that people won't like me, because my job as a kid was I had to become whatever they wanted to get what I could get. And so to speak my truth, it didn't go well as a kid. Well, that's, you know, my self-deception and denial. If I speak my truth, I'll lose attachment, because we all get placed in what I call, in this book, I lay it out, the attachment authenticity bind. We all have a choice as children. The first thing we need to survive is attachment. If we don't physically and emotionally attach, we will die. But we also need, as a species, the pursuit of our authenticity, who we really are, our authentic selves, our authentic power, our own morals and values, needs and wants, negotiables and non-negotiables, our own feelings, everything. Well, that's what gets squashed in childhood. We're not, you know, this is, you know, parents hate their kids because they don't have the same political beliefs, social beliefs. You know, there's always this bind we're placed in. So all of us, I can take anyone and in three questions, blow up their life and show how they're not in their authentic selves. It's everybody. It's not somebody. It's everybody because of this bind. And, you know, so that's me. Well, for me to express my authenticity, I'm reliving the worst day cycle, the shame and denial portions of, wait a minute, if I pursue this, it means I lose attachment, even though my parents are gone. This is the subconscious part of the trauma of the way it works. We restrict ourselves from ourselves because we're beholden to that attachment bond. And so me writing this book was, you know, the next step of, okay, well, here's what it looks like to step into success. And success, as I defined in that first book, isn't the external achievement of things and possessions and money and all of that. It's regardless of where you are in the pursuit of your dreams and goals, that you're at peace inside. And that's the definition. That's true success. It's an internal process, not an external achievement. And so this is me pursuing that. Well, it's scary. You know, you're fighting back hardwired programs from childhood that say you have no value or worth unless you fit into what our parents need, because all of our parents are broken and damaged and all of them are stuck in childhood trauma, and they use us to try and medicate that away. Every parent does it. Doesn't make them bad. It makes them human. And because for centuries we've never taught about any of this, all parents are just doing the best they can. But so we all lose our authentic selves, and our authentic self is at all times has inherent value and worth. And so whenever we hesitate to do something, it's because we're detached from our authentic self. We think we, you know, my hesitation to write the book or even release it is a detachment from self, because now I'm looking for your approval or your acceptance or you not to be too angry, or, you know, that's placing my validation in your hands. Well, that's a detachment from, you know, a key ingredient of the authentic self is it recognizes at all times, whether it's living its perfection or imperfection, it has inherent value and worth. And so, you know, this book is two things. It is, I think it very convincingly shows how we're all massively in self-deception and denial, which means we're all massively detached from our authentic selves. And this lays out the process, one, to discover the truth, what I call the authentic self cycle, truth, responsibility, healing, and forgiveness. That we need to get into truth, that we're in deception. We need to take responsibility that no one hurts us. It's because of our worst day cycle we set ourselves up. And therefore, we need to take responsibility for our adult choices and do the healing work. And from that place, we can forgive ourselves and our perpetrators. And that act is the emotional authenticity process I've developed, which teaches you how to do that. And when you do that, you reattach to your authentic self, your inherent value and worth. And so then you can say and do things, you know, like writing this book. And if someone has a different reality, even if they're in deception and unable to accept the facts of what I've put out, you're okay, because you haven't made them your God anymore. You're attached to yourself. And so you see that their inability to absorb the truth is just their attachment authenticity bind, and they're doing the best they can. And when their denial mechanisms, when the consequences, because people don't pursue truth or recovery or healing, and they stay stuck in the worst day cycle because they're still getting too much out of playing the victim. They're getting rewarded. There are too many payoffs. And they all say, oh, I hate it. But that's only because they don't know how self-victimization, how it pays off for them. They haven't been taught all the different payoffs they get. But even after you teach them that, they'll still stay stuck in it until, and the reason they do it is these are all deception techniques that are giving them levels of attention and attachment that gives them short-term hits that makes it, you know, it's like an addict. That's the perfect example. An addict knows, man, if I have this drink, I can see the picture 3-4 days from now. I don't like it. But there's still a payoff for that first little buzz that comes on. And so they keep going at it, even knowing what consequences will come. Well, the day an addict lets go of their addiction is the second they picture that buzz, the consequence, because then they use deceptive techniques to go, well, that's not so bad those 4 days, and it goes away, and I don't do that really bad things when I sleep around. It's not a big deal. Like, they use all these deceptive techniques to minimize, suppress, repress, and deny how damaging all of their manipulative techniques are to keep alive the addiction. Well, that's all of us. Whether we're going to toxic people, relationships, it's their fault. That's what we do. We sit there and find all these are the manipulative, self-victimizing ways we re-injure ourselves, but talk ourselves out of it and make it somebody else's problem. We blame them. Well, we give that up, just like the addict, when we consider taking the sip and the pain of the consequences has now become so big that that's what we see. It overrides all the benefits we get, because if I use alcohol to sleep around, and I think there's a benefit to sleeping around, and you know, then my wife gets mad at me, but at least I'm getting attention. Like, they don't recognize that when their wife yells and screams because they had another affair, that's one of the payoffs. They've now got their wife's attention. They didn't know how to ask for their needs and wants and get true love and care genuinely. So that's how they do it. They purposefully victimize themselves and victimize their partner so that they get the attention, because some attention is better than none. See, they're out of reality. They're out of touch. They're in self-deception. And so all of the things they complain about, they're actually getting benefits, but they can't see it. Well, once the consequences become so severe, that's when they finally quit. That's when they get into the responsibility and healing part. And that's when they get into truth of, oh my God, I kept that addiction or that toxic relationship or poor career or whatever it may be. I kept it going because I was manipulating and controlling everyone and everything. And I got to stay the child. I never had to do the healing work. I never had to take responsibility. I could place it all on the government or some other political party or whatever it may be. I got them to do it. But you won't see that until you get into recovery. Most people won't see it. And, you know, so you could say that's where I've been. And I'm no longer okay with that. And so I'm ready to stick my neck out and reattach that, regardless if anybody reads this or anybody likes it. The only person who's ever obligated to hear me is myself. And so the book is really about me claiming my voice and my truth. Now, I believe I've laid out a really solid process that shows other people, if that's what they want, they can do it too. But in the end, the book is written for my own journey, for me. And that's the truth with anyone in this type of field. You're never doing it for anybody else. If you are, then you're in deception. If you think you are, then you're in deception. Massive deception. If you think you have that much power, then you're very early in the recovery journey. You're doing all of this for yourself, and then you share the journey. And if other people choose to take on any of the suggestions, you had no influence over that. That was a decision. I mean, I guess some influence because you put it out,